Welcome to the Impact Interviews. My name's Laura, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Alberto Martellini. Alberto is passionate about innovation and has spent his career firstly in corporate life with Amex and latterly in a non-profit sector with a credit union. Hi, Alberto.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, thanks for joining us. So these are the Impact Interviews. So I've got to start by asking the question, what do you think impact is and why do you think people should care?
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for having me. So I've learned through, I would say, my life and career that impact is actually central to both personal, my personal and professional growth. So from a personal perspective, obviously impact means to me making decisions to tap into the lives of others, hopefully in a positive way. And when I talk about others, they are not necessarily people, part of my circle, friends, family, but they're also stranger. And that thing impressed me about 20 years ago when I came to this country as an immigrant or expat, as you may say. And during the first year, I was living in London, and I wasn't much involved into thinking about my impact on others. But soon I realized that the others had a big impact on me. And in fact, I remember an amazing mentor who created a massive change in my views and in my persona. And at that time, this puzzled me because I was thinking why that person should do anything for me when we don't have any particular closed relationship. And so thinking about this kind of mentoring experience and the impact this person had on me, I start thinking, okay, maybe at some point I will be able to have the same positive impact on other people without expecting obviously anything in return. That was from a personal perspective. From a professional perspective, I think impact has actually opened doors to my learning. And in fact, I've been volunteering, as you mentioned, for a credit union for a number of years. And this helped me to learn new skills, improve my confidence and leadership, and ultimately shaped my persona as a better person. And I think there are definitely a lot of great opportunity to make an impact on our community. And as I will explain to you later, this is a really, really rewarding experience.
And so why do you think other people should care?
So I think clearly it's in our collective interest to improve the communities, the society we live in. And as human, we are inclined naturally to reciprocate kindness, to repay debts. And this creates a ripple effect of positive impacts. And this is not just a personal view, a personal perspective. In fact, recently I was reading some numbers about the number of people in the UK employed by mission-led organization, who are about 4 million. These organizations are social enterprise cooperatives such as credit union, mutuals, employee-owned businesses, community-led businesses, social investors. So there are 4 million jobs, which contribute 10% of the UK GDP and represent only 5% of UK businesses. So imagine, based on the ripple effect of reciprocity, how much impact would make if the remaining 95% of UK businesses would approach to becoming more impactful. So the economic and the social growth would be immense.
Mm-hmm. Cool, thank you. So obviously we've alluded to this part of your career where you've worked in a non-profit sector with a credit union. So this is the time for the lightning round. So the lightning round is three key questions. So what is it? Who cares? And why is it amazing? So tell us, Alberto, what is it?
Sure. So So 4 years ago, I had the opportunity to join a local credit union. I live in Kent. I lived in London for a number of years, but then I moved 8 years ago to Kent. I joined Kent Savers, who at the time only had five employees and managed about 5,000 members. And a board of highly motivated volunteers. And over the years, we basically, as volunteers and obviously the staff, managed to approve loans for low-income individuals and facilitate engagement with local housing associations. At that time, I was working for an American financial service organization. And one of the reasons why I joined the credit union was that I was intrigued by the idea to provide basic financial services to customers in deprived areas. And as you may know, one of the foundations of finance is the trade-off between risk and reward. Mm-hmm. So if you offer a loan to a high-risk client, customer, the interest they have to pay will be higher because they have to compensate the lender for the additional capital which is required to serve the loan in case the borrower defaults. However, for the credit union mission, the loans need to be capped. So they have to charge a fair interest, which is in many cases much lower than the threshold that would a high street bank would be able to offer these loans. So that means the environment and the fundamentals of running a credit union, particularly in the private areas, are very 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 difficult. And not only that, but as credit union, we were operating in Kent. Kent is a big county in the southeast of England. They are very wealthy area in Kent, but also very poor areas. So we had obviously the majority of our customers were in highly deprived areas, and so we had the challenges obviously of approving these loans as well as the limited resources. Mm-hmm. And in fact, at the end of these 4 years, we managed to bring together Kent Savers with another credit union in the southeast, becoming a much larger, double the size effectively credit union, so they have more the economies of scale to serve our communities.
Brilliant. And if we think about the impact that you created, are there any stories or any individual cases that stand out without naming any names or, you know, breaching any confidentiality? Are there any stories that you can share with us?
Yeah, sure. So I was very much involved into the impact strategy. In fact, I was initiated the what we call the social impact work stream within the credit union. And the impact was really across a broad range of stakeholders, obviously directed to the members, helping them to relieve their financial burden, particularly during the cost of living crisis. But also beyond that, looking at, you know, the local councils, the housing associations, the communities where we were operating. In fact, one of the things we implemented was having a scorecard with kind of key performance indicators to present every month during the board meetings. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of having this scorecard was actually measuring how effectively we were delivering our mission and our activities. But also helping us to raise funds with investors such as local authorities and be more persuasive. And I think what surprised me about all these exercises is that at the end, we were actually becoming more customer-centric. And in fact, we started running annual surveys and surveys with our members in order to help in order to understand how we could help them. This was kind of a unique exercise, because maybe in the business world, that's quite common to have surveys and talk to customers. But if you think about charities and non-profit organizations, they don't necessarily have these resources. They don't have the people who can run the surveys. And sometimes they get a bit more silos in the way they operate. So they really look at the output of what they produce. In our case was approving loans, and we became from we shift from being an output driven, so approving loans, to become more an outcome type of organization, so alleviating the families from the cost of living crisis and reducing the mental health and the mental health of our members, that in many cases were actually the cause of the effect of financial problems.
And that's a What sort of things did you notice over time as you were able to be more effective? Did you notice kind of improved mental health? Did you notice happier families? Like what sort of things were you able to see?
Yeah, so that's exactly the point. So we were talking to our members, right, and receiving that sort of feedback. The members were much more, they trust much more the credit union, and they had a better quality of life, obviously not in absolute terms, but in the way they related with us, because they could see us as a really ethical lender. And one thing eventually surprised me in all this experience was that as volunteers and employees of the credit union, we didn't have much incentive from an economic point of view, and the pressure on certain deliverables was actually quite high. But because we really believed in creating that impact, and the motivation was to see the members of the credit union responded positively to our services, that was the real motivation, and that's what create the engagement at the bound of us towards this project. So that's, I think, was the most exciting part of my experience.
And because you were doing this in a voluntary capacity, you mentioned, you know,
yes,
you've got no economic benefit. Do you think that volunteers are sort of rewarded, not financially obviously, but like, is that the
True.
Reward for volunteering, or do you think there's other rewards that you get? I think
the expectations surprisingly are quite high, because everyone is doing something, and there's an expectation that all the other volunteers would contribute. So there was not just the word a work of approving or discussing things. It was actually doing things, right? Mm-hmm. Despite that, we were not incentivized by any monetary incentives. I think that show how important is the impact you create in the people, in the stakeholders you work with. And that's kind of the motivation. That's why you're doing this job. And I've done for 4 years. I wouldn't have imagined that would stay for so long. Yeah. It's really rewarding, and it's incredible. Never happened in another corporate job.
Yeah. It's the first time on this podcast that we've heard about the role of volunteers. And so maybe it's something that we should explore in a bit greater detail in future episodes. So, when you are so passionate about creating the impact that it'll even cost you money and time to do that. It's really quite the extreme side, isn't it? It's the extreme time side of creating impact. Yeah, really interesting. And so I'm not sure whether you can, but like, is there one particular family or one particular individual who you saw transformed through the work?
Yes, I think we had, and we use some of the interviews with the members, particularly a lady who was a lonely mother with children, who for various situations in her life, she couldn't get a job. Mm-hmm. And obviously she couldn't get a loan to pay for the kids and for the school and maintaining their activities at school. And I think what was in, you know, we took as well an interview and record the interview with this lady, and the fact that we were approving loans, and every loan is approved not based on necessarily financial KPIs. It's more about the situation and the relationship we have with the members, and we're talking about loans that are very small, so that they're not changing lives, but the fact that we were showing trust in her completely changed, kind of positively impacted the way she was, conducting her life, and gave her the confidence. And eventually, she found a job, and she could then get more loans from us and maintain her family. So that was kind of, what finance, what is beyond, what is not just the output of giving a loan to the lady, but was the outcome of giving her the confidence to find eventually a job and improve her own life.
Yeah, it's really nice, isn't it, when that kind of outcome is something that's so transformational for someone.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what motivates us to stay on the board and to volunteer for the organization.
Yeah, okay. So we're drawing to a close now. So the final question for you, Alberto, is if anyone's listening who's thinking about creating impact in whatever way they see best, do you have a top tip or a helpful hint or just some motivational words for them?
Yeah, I think what worked for me very well was obviously, the beauty of helping people without necessarily the self-initiation to expect something back, but also be curious in terms of what skill you want to learn. I was interested, the credit union was working in the financial sector at the time. Now I'm still volunteering, but for a renewable energy society, community benefit society. And it's a great experience to learn new skills. So just use as well volunteering a way to improve your career and your professional profile.
Brilliant. Alberto Marcellini, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Laura.
Thanks for listening to the Impact Interviews. If you enjoyed this episode, then please check out our back catalogue. And if you've any questions for either us or our guests, then please be sure to get in touch. We'll be back next week with something new. So see you soon.